Hey everybody, this is Alex Merced, and you're listening to another episode of Select Star from Data Lake. And today what I'm going to talk about is on-prem data lakes. So basically, how to modernize your on-prem data lake in the sense that, like, okay, hey, you have a data lake that is on-prem. So you're likely using something like Hadoop. So you have a cluster of, computers that are running Hadoop that are acting as like a large file system. Okay, and if you're listening to and you're not as familiar with what I'm talking about, Hadoop is a framework for being able to store large data at scale. Essentially, the way it works is that generally you have like a master node or I forget what the specific term is, but you have like a node that sort of keeps track of, hey, there's all these computers that are part of this cluster of computers. And then there's all these worker nodes that actually store the data. So let's say you have a 10 node cluster. So you have one computer that's acting as sort of like the coordinator, and then you have nine that are acting as like worker nodes. Okay, so generally what'll happen is when you store a part of your data, so you might be storing, let's say, like a petabyte of data. Okay, and then each of these computers are storing 1/10 of that. So, well, actually, let's use a smaller amount. Let's say each of these computers has a terabyte of storage. Okay, so overall, this over the nine computers, you can store nine terabytes of data. Okay, now you're not necessarily going to store 9 terabytes of data, but what's going to happen is that across using that 9 terabytes across those nine worker nodes, it might take a chunk of data and then copy it to three of those nodes. You're going to have three copies. The reason being is that if one of those computers were to sort of like break or become inactive, you don't want to lose a chunk of your data. It'll be accessible from one of the other nodes. So there's that level of redundancy, which is one of the benefits of Hadoop. Okay, but you then have to maintain this, manage this, your own like sort of physical Hadoop infrastructure, add computers to it as you need more space, and coordinate and coordinate and coordinate. Okay, and this is all fine and good, but nowadays more and more of like the modern tooling that's available for like data lakes, it's oftentimes geared towards cloud data lakes that take advantage of like object storage and using things like S3 or ADLS or whatnot. Okay, so there is this challenge in trying to kind of get the most you can out of those traditional on-prem Hadoop data lakes. So basically, there's two goals you may have. One is to modernize, like to improve the performance and ease of use of your existing sort of Hadoop infrastructure. And in this use case, this is a great place for Dremio software because Dremio is one of the few modern data analytics query engines that work on on-prem Hadoop infrastructure. Okay, so you could literally just set up a Dremio cluster that can connect to your Hadoop cluster, and you'll be able to query that data faster than pretty much any other tool you can use on Hadoop. But also at the same time, you're going to be able to manage and govern access, create a very easy to use semantic layer for accessing that data, and just make overall the use of that data much easier and faster for the people who are using it when they're trying to do ad hoc analytics on your Hadoop cluster. Okay, so right off the bat, Dremio is very compelling when you have a Hadoop just to modernize in the sense of just making it easier and faster. But maybe you want to kind of do that migration to cloud. Dremio once again becomes a really great tool because Dremio can connect to your Hadoop cluster and at the same time connect to your cloud provider, whether that's AWS, Azure, Google Cloud. It can connect to that, and then your end users can just access the data from Dremio. They don't have to think about where the data is. So they may start off just doing faster queries in your Hadoop cluster. You may start moving data sets over to a cloud provider. It's still visible to them on the Dremio platform. So from their point of view, they aren't having to change their workflows. They aren't having to do anything different. So this makes that level of friction of having to like retrain on new tools and retrain on a new workflow avoids that whole problem. Basically, the workflow for your end users is the same before and after the migration because they're using the same platform to access the data regardless of where the data lives. Okay, so Dremio makes that aspect of the migration much easier. Okay, because your end users don't have to feel this friction. They just access the data wherever it is. They just look for the data set and Makes the data discoverable wherever it is, easy to manage. Again, the access and governance rules don't have to change because you're setting them based on the data set. You know, everything kind of gets pretty much easier to manage from the end user perspective. So that way you can just focus on sort of like doing the migration and making sure that the data is migrated intact and doing your sort of data integrity checks and whatnot as you make that transfer over. Okay. Not having to focus on how much you're really disrupting your end users' workflows. Okay. And you know what that transition is going to look like because they're just going to know how to use it. So basically, the Dremio software really provides you two really great use cases when you have an on-prem Hadoop cluster. You can either modernize it and you know make what you already have faster and easier to use, but it also becomes a lever for making that migration easier when you decide that you do want to migrate to cloud infrastructure, or if you want to migrate to cloud infrastructure. So bottom line is, like, I always like to think of Dremio as like a Swiss Army knife when it comes to data lakes, okay? Generally, regardless of whatever your challenge is with your data lake, whether you're trying to access certain data sources or integrate certain data sources, you're trying to increase performance, you're trying to increase ease of use, you're trying to govern, provide better documentation, whatever sort of like your challenge is, Dremio is like a Swiss Army knife that has a capability for making your life easier with your data lake. Okay, so generally, like if you have a data lake, there's really every reason to adopt Dremio as part of your infrastructure. It doesn't have to, you know, at whatever scale you need it at. So that's what I want to talk about today. I'll talk to you guys all later. Have a great day and enjoy.